An evening of lively, smart conversation and jazz. Join me, John Williams, for a live taping of the Mincing Rascals podcast, Robert's Pizza, and Jazz, Wednesday, June 12th, 6 to 8 at Winter's Jazz Club in Streeterville. Tickets at WGNRadio.com/rascals.
Let's do Speed Jones. Boo Booey and the Wings. We want to talk to the Northwestern Wildcat. Super duper player who's going to be shooting a 3-point contest. But first, we want to say thanks for sending jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke from Michael Swist in Chicago and Nanette in Pontiac and Dave Carr in Canada and Jim Pinecoffer in Elkhart, Indiana. He's the author of Lilacs in the Rain, a true crime novel. And Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota and Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale. Bill in Cherville sent us a joke, and Marvin Sowers in Decatur did too. Scott Payton in Batavia notes that many people sign off as mugless. If they were to get arrested, John, would the police be able to take a mugshot then? Just curious. Kevin Weller sent us a joke, and Bruce Steiner in Springfield did, and Pete Hansen in Milwaukee, thank you. And Dave in Grand Rapids, Michigan says, we'll see you in Southampton. He's going to travel with me.
Nice.
In the Garden of Eden, what did the first ever frog say to Adam? In the Garden of Eden, what did the first ever frog say to Adam? Ribbit. John, you talked about smoking sections in bars and restaurants the other day. Having a smoking section in a restaurant is like having a peeing section in a swimming pool. 30% of pet owners let their pets sleep in their beds with them. I tried that and my goldfish died. Dave, I was disappointed to learn that the International Institute of Origami has folded.
The following is a Smarty Pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners. Here, Dave Ennett will portray a job interviewer and John Williams will star as a job candidate.
So, what's your greatest weakness?
Answering the semantics of a question but ignoring the pragmatics.
Could you give me an example?
Yes, I could. Why do cows lie down in the rain to keep each other dry? My bull wouldn't breed, so the vet came and gave him some pills. And boy, they did the trick. That bull bred all my cows and then broke down the fence and bred all the neighbor cows. My neighbor asked me what we gave him, and I said, I don't know, but it tastes like peppermint. My friend got a degree in Egyptology, but he couldn't find a job, so he went back to school and got a PhD so he can get a job teaching other people about Egyptology. So in his case, college is literally a pyramid scheme. Everyone is sending us this one, so I'll read it so we can say we did it. Hey, John Williams, I wanted to get my pants hemmed quickly, so I called a tailor, Swift.